Be the star this Mother's Day and get the mom in your life a pair of diamond alternative earrings for $120 off the regular price. This offer is only good for this week and while supplies last. Last Mother's Day, they sold out. So go early to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What's the future for Pete Buttigieg?
No, you say it this way. Buttigieg! Because it's an unpronounceable name.
Buttigieg, after being the Secretary of Transportation, have you thought about it?
You know, right now I'm so absorbed in seeking to do a good job.
What have you been doing all week?
Well, bear in mind, I am in the smaller office.
Hey, it's Pete. I'm here at the office.
I'm beginning to wonder if you understand anything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are here today in Lower Manhattan for one reason and one reason only.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs!
The chairman is doing the bidding of Donald Trump. And deter the duly elected district attorney of Manhattan from doing the work his constituents elected him to do.
You cannot convince us to not believe our lying eyes with your numbers, because we see it with our very eyes, day in and day out.
Well, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're going to be giving away three packs of Eden Pure Thunderstorms. You know, they're on sale right now at the online. And you can win a three-pack, though, for free during Police Blotter Facts Friday on Friday afternoons. The only thing you have to do to enter the contest to win is get your email address on our website. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and enter your email address, and then you will be entered to possibly win a three-pack of Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers, which are really fantastic, as you know, if you have any of them. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And by the way, when you go to register your email address, you can also go to our store and pick up a gift certificate to the Liberty and Union Ale House in Taunton, Mass. Endearingly dubbed the Lou by the local crowd, always has the Lou. I think it's pronounced. I think it's Lou.
I wasn't here, so you would know. You talked to the owner.
I thought it was the LU too, but I think it's the Lou. So it's the Lou, and it's they have great food, and they also have all kinds of local beers on tap. They have 12 taps. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to the Lou in Taunton for just $25. Get yours now before they sell out. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. 844-500-4242. Maine got into the train derailment act over the weekend. If you're in Maine, you probably know this. This was way up on Moosehead Lake, not that far from the Canadian border, where my father started out his hotel career back in the 20s. Kineo, Mount Kineo. A train operated by Canadian Pacific Railways derailed in rural Maine Saturday morning. The Rockwood Fire Department warned residents to stay clear of the affected area. Three railroad employees were sent to the hospital to treat injuries that were reportedly not life-threatening. Three lumber cars and three locomotives derailed north of Rockwood, Maine, near Moosehead Lake due to a track washout. The fire department initially said there were hazardous materials on the train, but the post was later deleted. Funny how that works, isn't it? Did Pete Buttigieg have anything to say about that, or was he too busy working on those racist crosswalks on the racist roads? He didn't have anything to say about it. Did you hear about the latest fraudulence in academia? A Florida State University criminology professor abruptly left his $190,000 a year tenured position following allegations that he fudged data on racism studies during his 16-year tenure. Was he making up stuff about racist problems, or was he suppressing racist? You know the answer to that question, of course. He was facing allegations he'd simply made up data for a study purporting to show racism against blacks and Latinos in criminal sentencing.
Isn't that what the students do in their theses anyway? They just make stuff up.
Yes, but I mean, when you're a doctor, a PhD, piled higher and deeper, that's what it stands for, you're not supposed to do those things. And this is, he had four studies and nothing had ever happened to him. And then he had this study, and then there was a sixth study where he was accused of making stuff up. And that apparently was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. And you know, he's gone. But he's not the only one. Mark Tessier Levine, I think I mentioned this. Stanford University student newspaper has been after this guy. He's the president of Stanford University. He's being investigated for publishing papers with manipulated images in them. Four former Harvard cancer scientists had a paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences retracted for seeming data manipulation in February. Former Yale biologist Carlo Sperling was identified this month as a serial data faker by the Office of Research Integrity, a federal watchdog. So you have Harvard, Yale, Stanford. How'd this guy from Florida State get in there? he's moving up in the way. He doesn't have to fake check the box like Elizabeth Warren. He can really check the box. 844-500-4242. 508. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that the woman who created the Bud Light commercial still has a job with Transheiser-Busch. I think she does. Well, she went to Harvard. She went to Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania Business School. So she went to the same schools where Elizabeth Warren was a tenured professor at the law school. She must be pretty smart, right? Oh, and she went to the Groton School for prep school. So she's really, really smart. 316 John in Kansas says, round here we call the Budweiser ad closing the barn door after the horse is gone. The Clyde. Yeah. You know, I saw somebody was saying today, well, sales are way down in the red states, the more conservative areas. I don't think it's just in the red states where they're gonna take a hit. Someone texted me and said they're way down in down east Maine, which again is more conservative than southern Maine, but it's still New England. I think sales, and they said Hell's Kitchen, which used to be, you know, a hard scrabble working class part of New York City, but now it's all gay, and it's down in the gay districts. 844-500-4242. 413 says, when they zoomed in on the Red Sox Fenway Park quote-unquote crowd today, you could see some fans drinking cans of Bud Light. What do they call those things? Koozies that you put around the cans? If you really like Bud Lights, maybe you should get a Miller Lite koozie or a Coors Light or a Yingling Lite koozie. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I got a comment and a question. I'll hang up and let you roll on. I think tomorrow maybe you should use as a poll question, do you think Nadler could outdo Joey Chestnut on Coney Island this summer? And I think the reason Nadler and Schiff are so irritated is because they can't go on the go-karts at Salisbury Beach. You have to be 3'2". Remember you used to stand against the tape on the little board?
Yes. They still have those at Disney World, too. They have those at most amusement parks, I think. Yeah. No, yeah, you're right.
They can't. Yeah.
Yeah, Nadler. Nadler anyway. Reminds me of that old guy, in the old 40s song, Mr. 5x5. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. I'm just not sure he's 5 feet tall. He's definitely 5 feet wide, though. Thanks for the call. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, Howie. Well, of course, everyone knows I'm trans. I'm so sick of how bad Riley Gaines has been treated, and so I took it upon myself to contact our state legislators here in Connecticut about ending trans females in high school competition, which is the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic
right.
Conference. And I got no response.
No, it's been going, Christine. You know what's been going on in Connecticut longer than most places. That was the first place that was the first state I heard about. You know, men winning the women's competitions in high school athletics.
It's amazing. So I emailed someone with the CIAC myself almost a month ago, and I haven't heard anything yet back from them.
When the phone don't ring, you'll know it's them, Christine. They're not going to call you back.
Oh, I know. It's just I'm trying to push back, and they don't want to hear me.
They don't want to hear anybody. They don't want you heard that crowd at Bill Maher's show. That's a New York liberal crowd, and they were cheering for what Maher and Piers Morgan were saying. Katie Porter's on the wrong end of this one. But I don't know if it doesn't matter in California, though, does it? Thanks for the call, Christine. 844-500-4242. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your dental issues are too complicated to fix? Or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that first phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first, and since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I could be and to look as good as I can as well. Make your health a priority for the summer of 2023. Whatever you need, whether it's a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning, or whether it's a more serious dental issue, call the only dentist I'll go to, and he has the best staff of dental hygienists in the business as well. Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. That's the only guy to go to. Look them up at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said, self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born losers.
Howie Carr.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Code Howie. It's great. I take it three times a day. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how have state-run media been describing the two marathon bombers today? As third-world welfare-leeching foreign jihadis? Stay-at-home dad and tussle-haired youth? Somebody did something? Or haven't heard them mentioned at all?
Haven't heard them mentioned at all.
Pretty steady. 82% say they have not heard them mentioned at all today.
All right. 844-500-4242. I tweeted out earlier, Newsbusters did something on the CNN segment on Boston Marathon bombing fails to mention jihadi terrorist perpetrators. But what would you expect from CNN, right? It's pretty much the same, though, across the board. I mean, they get out pretty much of a pass. Everybody seems to have forgotten, or is trying to make us forget. I think it's kind of hard to forget, though, if you were in Boston when it happened. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 508 says, does attending elite prep schools mean someone is smarter, that they have wealthy parents with connections? Well, in my case, it meant I was smart and I was a townie. But mostly it means you just have a lot of dough and your parents have a lot of dough. 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
It happened. 844.
You there, Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, every time one of these academics gets caught for making up data and sometimes loses his job, it turns out that all his studies that were published, they were all peer-reviewed.
Right.
You know, peer review means nothing. It means you don't tell on me and I won't tell on you in academia.
Well, remember those WAGs a few years back were putting in all these fake studies? And the vast majority of them were getting through. And then when they were finally outed, they've all been kind of canceled out of academia. They can't get tenure, even though they were just making the same point that you did, which is how ridiculous all these studies are.
Well, they don't want to admit it, but they like to use that word peer review a lot to, if you believe this, you'll believe anything, basically.
Right. Well, now the New York Times has just posted a story about what's happening in Silicon Valley. They do the same thing, only there's billions of dollars involved. You know, when they go into with an IPO and they say they have all these this research that they've done, like Elizabeth Holmes there, the good looking woman that has had two kids trying to stay out of prison, but she's going to prison. What is it called? Theranos. Yeah, she's been busted, and now one of the big banks, I think JP Morgan Chase, is suing somebody because they said they bought something for tens of millions of dollars, and because person said that as a French woman said that she had 4 million customers, and it ended up that she only had 300,000, and now they're suing to get all the money back. And I think the woman is going to be she's been indicted on criminal charges. And there's a couple of these cases now. I mean, they're trying. I mean, it's getting to be such a problem. I mean, but people lie now about everything. You know, they just don't care. I mean, look at the pandemic relief fraud. I mean, all these people getting picked off. And I mean, how many honest PPP, applications were there? PUA, all these acronyms that they have that start with P. They stole billions, maybe even $1 trillion. And they lie about everything. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just got one thing I want to talk about, Pete Buttigieg. You know,
yes.
He is right about the cities and stuff being racist. Think about it. The crosswalks are white.
I thought about that, too, Bob. You know, is that the problem, that the crosswalks are white, so that they're melanin impaired, I guess you could say, the crosswalks. Thanks for the call. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Another Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob. Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Howie, I noticed in the Herald that Speaker Mariano is, thank God for the Herald, put in a nice little changing the less than 6 months capital gains tax from 12% to 5%, which means...
Right.
Our 11 Congress people, and of course the 200 legislators in Massachusetts, because nobody else is going to know, they're going to be able to buy and sell from inside information from the folks in Washington, and now pay only 5% on their less than 6 months holdings. That's what they're going to do. They don't want to pay 12%.
Well, I don't think, I don't know about Congress, but I don't think too many legislators. Have you run into any legislators recently? They're not exactly what you'd term, insider trader type people. You know, they insider trade in nip bottles of Dr. McGillicuddy's. That's their big thing. They're getting a free meal out of a lobbyist on Beacon Hill. The big problem is, I wrote about it yesterday in my column. They repealed... basically repealed, and they gutted 62F, which is the way that if there was an over collection of taxes, which happens very rarely, the working people of Massachusetts who paid the taxes would get the money back. But now they've set up this formula where basically they'll never reach the level to give any kind of refunds. And if they have refunds, they'll be given out across the board, a flat tax, a flat refund. They hated a flat tax, but they love a flat refund so that working people will get less money and their constituents will get more.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I've been meaning to get to this for a few days now. The Daily Mail got a hold of Katie Porter's divorce records, all the filings. They're pretty horrible. I mean, I was going to say amusing, but I figured I'd be politically correct and say they're horrific. But they're amusing, okay? We think about this this woman. She was married to this guy named Matthew Hoffman. Of course, they have different last names. And old incidents came to light in the divorce filings. This is the Daily Mail, because, of course, no American newspaper would touch this because it's not politically correct. Old incidents came to light in divorce filings, with Hoffman alleging that the congresswoman dumped a bowl of steaming hot boiled potatoes on his head. Ouch. Hoffman insisted that Porter was prone to extreme anger and had a history of snapping and screaming at him and the children, and would, quote, claw and scratch her arms while blaming him for the markings. He was a house husband, by the way. He was a stay-at-home dad, much like Speed Bump Sarnieff, according to the Boston Globe. But I don't think he killed seven people, unlike the Boston Globe's poster boy for Islamic terrorism. Hoffman said Congresswoman Porter frequently said things like, "You bleeping idiot," and "You're bleeping incompetent." She would not let me have a cell phone, this he said in the filings, because she said, "You're too bleeping dumb to operate it." In another incident, Hoffman, the former husband, said that in 2012, before her election to Congress, Porter came home from work one day enraged that the house was not clean, and slammed a glass coffee pot on the counter, causing glass shards to spray everywhere and cut him. "This house is a mess, you bleeping slob. You're incompetent. What the bleep do you do all day long?" Hoffman said Porter began picking up dishes and screaming, "Look how bleeping dirty this is." And here's the mashed potatoes incident. In the spring of 2006, Hoffman said Porter came into the kitchen as he was making mashed potatoes for dinner. As their oldest child, Luke, sat in the high chair, Porter looked at the potatoes in a ceramic bowl and yelled, "Can't you read the bleeping instructions?" She then took the ceramic bowl of steaming hot potatoes and dumped it on my head, burning my scalp. Ouch! Ouch! In November 2011, listen to this, Porter decided to have a C-section to deliver their oldest daughter, Elizabeth, named after Porter's law school mentor, the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. Your Honor, the prosecution moves for a directed verdict of guilty. Anyone who would name their daughter after Hiawatha or Pocahontas. Hoffman alleged that their middle son, Paul, then 2.5 years old, was very excited to have a baby sister and was talking to the congresswoman about it. Hoffman said Porter stood over Paul and screamed, "Get out of my face and leave me alone!" Again, the kid's 2.5 years old. Hoffman rushed in and Porter struck him in the face and said, "Why can't you keep them away from me?" This is from his complaint. "She regularly says that I am a bad parent in front of the kids. Her pattern of behavior is starting to be adopted by our children. Recently, the children began spitting at me and throwing their food at me, calling me bad daddy." Bad daddy! Now she's mad at Riley Gaines. "Riley, don't get near any boiling potatoes. hot mashed potatoes. She'll dump them on your head. 8 4. Ah! 413. This story brings new meaning to Mr. Potato Head. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. I think it's a little late for a restraining order, but I wanted to just give you one requirement to compete in women's sports. You need to have a uterus. If you don't have a uterus, you don't get to compete.
Yeah, but, you know, that's perfectly logical, Jay, but they don't want to deal with logic. How about a chromosome test? That would settle it, wouldn't it?
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, I find it hard to even describe this as a cult. I don't know what this is, this insistence that men can be women and vice versa. It's beyond cult, isn't it? I don't know what it is.
You use the term logic and illogical. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Jay. 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hi, Howie. Just before I make my comment, I wanted to tell you, I just got a delivery today of exactly what you, the Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight package there. I just
yes.
got it today, and it's fantastic. And you also get spice. They give you like the burger spice with it, but I'm having the sirloin burgers tonight. But it's a good deal.
I think the ribeye burgers must be pretty good too, because sometimes I think ribeye has a little too much marbled in fat for me personally. But when I think about it, if it's ground up, I mean, I'll bet it tastes really good.
I'll bet they all taste really good. And it's free shipping, and I got 10% off of being a veteran. But the reason I called with today was, remember a few shows ago, you were talking about how you felt like you had played Russian roulette by having, you know, taken the vaccine.
Yes.
Because of these relatively young people, the healthy people.
Right.
Just, right. So, and I'm the same boat. I had Moderna 3 times, and I'm 66, and my wife, she had two shots of the other one, the Pfizer. And I have a friend that I know, and he's kind of like, you know, on the edge of like conspiracy theories. And he was like saying, yeah, you got just around like, yeah, you got 2 years to live because, you know, everybody's going to start. So I didn't believe him. I thought he was just like a, you know, complete crazy. But today I just got, this is corroborated. I'm not going to mention a name or a hospital, but a vascular surgeon in his late 40s who's married with 2 children, he worked at Tufts, and he worked at a North Shore hospital, had a massive heart attack in his shower this morning. His wife did CPR, and he passed away. He was a vascular surgeon, Howie, so I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I saw one today. I was just looking at it right now online. I can't seem to find it, but it was a 22-year-old athlete, just keeled over. And you know who? I mean,
what's
I don't know.
On?
I think we all have our suspicions. What's going on? I mean, it's, and again, people are always. There was a football coach down on Cape Cod. He was gonna move from one school to another. He was 51 years old, and I mean, again, 51 year olds have always died of heart attacks, especially males. But it seems to just be happening a lot more than it has ever happened before. 844, here it is, I just found it, 21-year-old college student dies suddenly, suffered cardiac arrest during soccer. Now, how many times have you ever heard this happening until the last 3 years? Mercer University's Baba Ajbahi, a 21-year-old student-athlete on the Mercer Bears soccer team, passed away last week after suffering a heart attack during a game, according to the coroner for Macon-Bibb County in Georgia. No official cause has been determined as an autopsy has not yet been performed. But you know, what are you to make of this? I mean, they don't want to talk about this. And you know, Bobby Kennedy, is going to at least talk about it. You know, again, he's a flawed vessel, obviously, in many ways. But it's somebody needs to bring this up as an issue. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I like to talk about this. I think, you know, when you look at women's sports is not even safe anymore. And it's sad. You know, I think this LGBT trend, like you see what happened with Budweiser, the people backlashed, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
You know, with that, right. Well, this is, I think they're going a little too far. People are fed up with it. You know, and I'm talking on a general basis. When women's sports isn't safe, and now you got big businesses like AT&T and Anheuser-Busch and Coca-Cola.
Jack Daniels.
Right, Jack Daniels. People have a tool now to rebuke these people. And, you know, I'm not the most – I give everybody their rights. I'm democratic. I don't care what your lifestyles are. But when you're pushing your agenda, when you're only 3% of the population
– Less than three.
Agenda, huh? Less than three.
Less than three for the transgenders? Right. Less than – way less than
right.
three.
Exactly.
Less than one.
But, Howie, well, I'm going to ask you, why are we taking this? I mean, they're teaching it in the schools – They're teaching it in the. It's getting disgusting.
The thing is, Grace had Riley Gaines on today, and she's really good. She's really smart, and she's put off going to dental school. So you know, you got to be pretty smart to go to dental school.
Right.
And she said, you know, that most women don't want to complain about this because they don't want to get canceled. They don't want to. She got slapped in the face by a guy in a dress when she was at San Francisco State trying to speak. She was trapped in a classroom for 3 hours while these crazy people were just screaming and yelling at her. She needs security now wherever she goes. Most women just walk away from it. They take it, but it's horrible. I mean, look what happened in, you know, that guy, the Christine, the trans from Connecticut was talking about this. What happened in Connecticut, that was the first place it started happening. They, you know, colleges go sometimes, and, you know, you're not everybody's an All-American, but the colleges need good athletes for their teams. And say if you're one of the 1, 2, 3, 4, you're one of the 4 top finishers in a track and field event, male or female, you're likely going to get a scholarship, at least partial scholarship, right? So if you have a guy or two guys at the top of these flights, then two women that would have gotten scholarships if it was a legitimate competition are now scrubbed and they don't get the college scholarships. That can make a lot of difference in somebody's life. It can make a lot of difference in your parents' life if you don't get it. And it's just not fair. And it's not just the athletes, it's everybody in the athletes' lives who's affected. You know? And you always, you know, they'll always be thinking, you know, I was the third best, or I was the fourth best, or I was the best in my category, but a guy came in and I didn't win. It's not fair. It's not. I mean, whether you're a male or a female, you have to understand that. And even if you're a male, you have female relatives. You know, you want them being treated this way? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
512 says, my girlfriend hates it when I identify as a woman on the golf course so I can use the women's tees. Don't be a wise guy, okay? Taylor, you ever hear of the Bay Area hip-hop legend E-40?
E-40? No. I've heard of UB-40, but not E-40.
E-40. He was kicked out of Saturday night's playoff game, NBA playoff game between the Golden State Warriors and the Kings in Sacramento.
Well, that seems like a shame. He must have, I don't know, somebody must have gotten something wrong here. They got the wrong guy.
It was, would you care to guess what the problem was according to the rapper? No, it was racism. It was racism.
I'm guessing the sound effect was the actual problem.
Videos show the rapper, who was born Earl Stevens, talking to security at Golden One Center before leaving his courtside seats. The rapper there's a picture of him, and he seems to be screaming, and he's wearing a giant gold medallion around his neck and a beret. The rapper issued a statement telling his side of events, this according to ESPN, explaining that after being, quote, subjected to disrespectful heckling throughout the game, in the fourth quarter he turned around and addressed one heckler in an assertive but polite manner. Because he's a rapper, so of course he was polite. We all know that, right? And you can tell from the picture when he's screaming at the security guy how polite he was. Unfortunately, he said in his statement, it was yet another reminder that despite my success and accolades as a musician and entrepreneur, if he does say so himself, racial bias remains prevalent. Security saw a disagreement between a black man and a white woman and immediately assumed I was at fault. Okay. All right, E-40. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Howie, to Elizabeth Warren's defense, she does have high cheekbones, doesn't she?
You know, I've thought about that. Who doesn't have high cheekbones, Mike, when you get right down to it? You know? I mean, compared to your mouth, you have high cheekbones, right? Compared to your chin, they're even higher.
Howie, I don't want to get you in trouble, but your main sponsor is killing people with that vaccine. Coronavirus is the biggest scam that was ever perpetrated on humanity.
I am not disagreeing. I have no control over our sponsors, and you know, they've been indemnified by Congress. And what can I say? TJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, TJ.
Living the dream, Howie. Living the dream.
Aren't we all?
Out of these five names, what family is the worst? Kennedy's, Bush, Clinton's, Obama, or Biden?
You know, right now I'm thinking Biden's. It's hard to, you know, time fades our memories. So I don't know. Who would you say?
Well, the Kennedys got longevity.
Right.
But I still think the Clintons, with Biden's right there. There are too many close calls.
I don't. That's a really good question. There is no right answer there, and there's no wrong answer either. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.